This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's me and Penelope Pitstop and Peter Rabbit sneaking through the farm.
And you're starving hungry.
No, but I know that I...
Sorry, you didn't let me finish. You're starving hungry for mischief.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just ate, in fact. But I ate in a very normal, non-sneaky way.
Well, that's half as satisfying.
Which was very boring.
Mm-hmm. Did you just pay for a meal at a restaurant?
Yeah, I just walked up. I paid. I tipped nicely. Uh-huh. Nothing sneaky about it. I didn't have a I didn't have a sneaky face on while I was doing it.
Oh no,
I had normal face. And so I call up the gang, and I say, "Let's hit the farm."
Oh yeah, and you know Peter's down, that friggin' rebel.
This was actually the first time he had ever done it. He was like, "Where's the farm?"
Oh okay.
And I'm like, oh, you don't know about this? Me and Penelope do this all the time. And now Peter is, of course, of like, oh, yeah, my thing is the stealing from Mr. McGregor's farm. But at the time, this was like...
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, Peter's down, because he famously has always said that he does that and everyone knows him
and
primarily
he did it first.
As doing that.
Yes.
And so for, yes.
No, he had never done that before.
Was this a long time ago, this story?
Yeah, this was like 73.
Okay.
So my job is to stomp on the potatoes so they become mashed potatoes,
shoot
up like a geyser.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got hot boots?
Yeah, I got these very warm boots. Mm-hmm. I don't like the potatoes too hot.
No, but you put a nice hot coal in the boot.
Yeah.
And then as it's cooling down, you stomp with the potato, it cooks the potato, and then smash potato geyser.
Smash potatoes, thank you. Not mashed potatoes.
Mm-mm.
I like the little part.
The lumps.
Yes, I like the little lumps. And so they come up, they catch me in the basket.
Mm.
I rest my boot against a cow so butter comes out of its teat.
Mm.
And spray that on the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Also in like a geyser. Wait, so it's like...
You cooking any steamed cabbage with those boots?
Yeah, I'll kind of put them very close to a cabbage, but not quite touching. And it'll steam up the cabbage.
Yeah.
Very nice. And I'm doing this all with my butt kind of resting on the ground so I can like rotate in a circle really fast to do all these different moves. And
right.
So I can have both feet in the air at once.
Well, I also had – this is – again, I know I can't trust Peter now, but what
yeah.
I had heard you were doing is, you know, like in the circus or whatever when somebody has their feet up and they're kicking a ball and it keeps rotating?
Yeah.
That you were doing that with a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, which we brought.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill a chicken.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
No. But if it's already dead and a rotisserie chicken from a freaking store, then whatever.
And so Mr. McGregor comes out and is like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like, I was going to have to do this myself, and you're doing all the work for me. It's really
nice. To make
nice.
A big dinner.
Yeah. Would you like to share it with me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bitch. Like, this is not, I didn't come here for this. And I this is why I gave it
the
up.
The whole point was to piss you off.
Yeah, and gave it to Peter. And so that's how I think they kind of developed their own, their sort of double act.
That dynamic, yeah.
Oh, the whole thing, I want to be sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, obviously, I can reveal this to you now. I was Mr. McGregor. I was trolling you.
Oh, the ultimate troll.
Mm-hmm. And this being... 35 years later?
35. Mm-hmm. Yes, 73.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and our guest thinks it was 45.
Okay. Wow. That's so embarrassing for our guests.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So we haven't introduced our guest yet, but she does
I
think
actually
it was 45
am,
years.
I actually am a human calculator. And it's so embarrassing to try to do mental math around me because you will end up getting your head exploded.
Anyway, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It's 2008. This is an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
The Hollywood Handbook.
Mm-hmm. So I think that we're going to do this episode.
Yes.
Then let's take a break for about 7 or 8 years. Then let's pick it back up. Then let's air this one. 4 or 5 years into the run.
Yes, let's do it. Yes, let's do it for almost 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll hit them with
And then
this
we'll
one.
Release this.
And
go,
everything
actually,
will kind of be building to that.
We were planning it before, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
so that
makes sense, and that's a smart thing
that'll
to do.
Be
it's
nice.
Good
so
business.
We'll get this in the can, and this is sort of a pilot test. Well, let's just start out and just say, hey, we got a guest.
Yeah.
That's part of how we do the show.
Let's not play games.
No. I'm so sick of games, and I know that our guest is, too.
Let's be straight up.
Kay Micucci.
Hi.
Why do people want to play all these head games?
Have you noticed this happening, especially, like, recently?
And in this town lately?
And in the news, and gaslighting.
I mean, I think it's just post-election, really.
Yes.
It's a lot of head games, you know, in the past year and a half.
Yes.
Big reaction.
Before that, it's
in this era.
It was really pretty mellow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was easy. You kind of knew what people
were
thinking.
Were straight up.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were
different.
Straight up.
It's a lot harder now. There's just so many channels, so many outlets, so many apps. Like
Peak TV.
How do you
That's
know?
Our golden age.
It's mm-hmm. just too many mind games.
No,
really.
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. And
Mindhunter.
And as you're yeah. referencing, obviously, yes, Obama just got elected.
Yes.
And
yeah, last night.
Yeah, and so. Sure, everyone's a little shaken up. What does this mean?
Yeah.
What's this going to look like? What's a community organizer?
But everyone seems so hopeful, but I still think that's part of the mind games.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's fake as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone's being fake.
Yeah, and fakeness is one of my pet peeves. I know that I am sick to death of it. So let's just get real on the show for a minute and just say, I want it to seem like the show is famous.
Yeah. So we did an episode recently that was only for the pro version,
mm-hmm.
Which is for rich people. I assume you listen to it. You're rich.
So rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of, yeah. It's almost embarrassing.
It plays at the pool, at the rich pool on the PA.
Oh, I have heard it. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we did an episode where we did Coachella. And that was a huge hit, masterpiece move.
Mm-hmm. People lost their minds for it. Best podcast episode that has been made so far. How do you top that? Just kind of do it again. Just do a watered-down version of it.
Do it. It's a little bit worse.
Stretch it out.
But try usually, to replicate it. Mm-hmm. Rope someone else into it.
Mm-hmm. Sequels are mostly that.
But yeah, it's Deadpool 2.
I'm down, though. I'm ready to be in the sequel. I feel like it could be, you know, it'll be for the audience who really loved the first one, and they're going to go in with a lot of hope, just like everybody's feeling.
Yes. Deadpool's been vandalizing the neighborhood. Have you noticed that?
Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, Deadpool is actually incorrigible, and at this point, I'm not sure he's ever going to learn his lesson.
Deadpool has actually joined forces with Espolón Tequila to vandalize the neighborhood. Some of these ads look like normal ads. But then Deadpool's face is on them instead of, like, the woman serving meatballs or whatever. And it's also for Espolón Tequila.
I heard that when Deadpool first sees Cable in the new movie, he goes, "It's the Cable guy!" And that, to me, is so disrespectful to take this guy's name, that's his real name, and try to turn it into, like, a pop culture reference.
And, like, a joke also.
Yes, yeah. And to make it a joke. And to make it a joke.
I think that, yeah. I mean, let the Cable guy be the Cable guy.
Has Deadpool done anything with your name in, like, conversation? When you guys have run into each other?
Well, we had dinner the other night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was, like, kind of, like, dancing around the subject of, like, I might be using your name on a billboard or something. And like,
oh,
I could tell he didn't want to flat out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My last name is Micucci. There's a lot you can do with that.
If you're Deadpool,
yeah,
you're looking at that name like it's a snack.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For some people, it might be.
Yes.
When Yeah, anyone except for DJ Khaled. So when cartoon starving characters look at a guy in a boat, for instance, and he looks like a big old roasted turkey.
Yeah.
That is how Deadpool sees your name. Like, this is a full meal. And he starts drooling because there's so many jokes, each funnier than the next, to make out of that name.
Mm-hmm. It's a runner.
Yeah.
I keep my eye out right now because I feel like I'm going to see it like when I'm just driving down the street, and I haven't yet. So I'm waiting. And if anybody
it's
out there
on
listening
your back,
has seen it.
Like a kick me sign.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Everyone laughing at you, and you think it's because of your comedy, but it's really because of Deadpool's vandalism of your back.
And he planted it there with a hug. For a friend.
That's sort of how he operates, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hug to your face, and then a sign on your back of your own name.
Do we want to do – okay, so let's figure out how to do – we did Coachella already. It's cashed.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it at the pool.
Yeah.
So we can't obviously do that again, but there is another festival about a week later in the same exact location.
Yeah. Stagecoach.
I love what they did with that name.
Yes, it's like a stage at Coachella. But Stagecoach is also like country music.
It's on the coach stage.
I really
but
think
it's
they nailed it when they came up with that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if that's okay with the Coachella people that they use half of their name.
Oh, and off the record, they're steamed.
Okay.
I have talked to some of the Coachella people, and they really feel like they got the raw end of that deal because their name now is just the basis for a funny name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And what is Coachella really?
Yeah,
to me it's just the setup to the punchline that is Stagecoach.
Stagecoach is,
or it's just magical.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll hear you out.
Actually, I've experienced Coachella pretty fully through Instagram and the outfits. The
you can kind of like jump inside Instagram almost and like feel like you're transported there like a great book.
It's pretty amazing. I think there's a lot of places that, like, you can go to a party and it's sponsored by a thing. Like, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. And it just looks like a lot of people having fun. Just, like, a lot of smiling faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there this year. I had Patron fairy wings on. And I had little space antenna that were brought to you by Bacardi. And so just imagine meeting me. With that outfit. And there's loud music.
It's
you're
a dream.
Screaming.
Is there anything
over
better?
The music.
Oh, I am screaming.
Hi!
What? So.
Have you ever been to a festival before? Bumbershoot?
I've done festivals for comedy stuff.
Did you do Bumbershoot?
I did Bumbershoot, yeah.
Bumbershoot, yeah.
Bumbershoot's fun. I really like Seattle.
I suspected as much.
And then I've done
Bonnaroo.
All the B festivals, Bumbershoot and Bonnaroo, and trying to think of other ones. I have done a few.
Camp Bisco.
Have you guys done
festivals?
Yeah, we did Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella. We did.
I saw. That's right on Instagram.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
South by.
Yeah, we did South by years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to do Stagecoach.
Okay.
What we do is, first we have to take a plane there.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan provides a plane sound.
Oh, Ryan, by the way, Ryan.
Yeah.
So Brett lets us do this thing where we're doing a trick.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually is very cool and funny. And the audience falls for it because he's a master of sound. Now, I know he's the head engineer, and you're like kind of just engineer Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
But he kind of lets us do whatever we want here.
I didn't know he did that. Okay.
And you'll be in trouble if you don't let us play any music we want.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you try to tell Colin, then you're in trouble. So we're allowed to do this, so don't even question it. And let's put us on a plane.
Okay. Because what's happening, Kate, just like with the thing around here is Ryan is sort of known as being a rule follower in like a not cool way. But Brett is like the boss, but he's like a cool boss who lets everyone do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. But people are starting to think that Ryan could be as cool as Brett.
Yeah. But,
if he lets people do whatever they want on the show.
He'd have to make a big move. And some people are actually saying that Ryan, even more so than Brett, feels a little bit like he is a rebel just for kicks, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you I could see you kind of picking up on that energy even just coming in here.
Well,
that, like, Ryan, that maybe
Ryan
was going to be the
like
day
a
that
really like sweet guy, very chill,
right, but like, not cool.
Well, I think so. I think, I mean, I don't know. If we were to hang out,
thanks,
I would say, yeah, this guy's cool probably, but we really didn't get to talk too much. Brett, I know.
Much.
Brett, I know, is very cool.
Just
legendary coolness.
Yeah. Ryan aside, do you agree or disagree? Bad boys are sexy.
Bad boys are sexy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ryan,
super.
You hearing this?
Brett's real bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like a guy with a cigarette.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Brett wouldn't do that.
No.
Because that's a bad guy.
Yes.
No, but dangerous makes your kissy taste like an ashtray.
But that's, you know what
that
Brett
seems
says.
Dangerous.
And so
that
Brett,
means you're kissing danger.
Well, Brett is even, he is like being cooler than cigarettes.
Well,
the way he talks
about it.
He'll
walk up to a guy with a cigarette and he'll snap it in half and then he'll hand them like a flavored toothpick.
And he'll be like, be healthy, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
or,
it really
or a
works.
Candy cane.
Clear out your
he'll
lungs.
Be like, looks the same. Yeah. So Brett has actually, he's post-cool, and he's such a bad boy that Ryan's got some catching up to do.
I think Ryan definitely has potential, though. I believe that you could be as cool as Brett.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I found an airplane noise.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah. You
okay,
guys are
well,
we
let's all get on the plane.
Hold on, let me put my seatbelt on. Safety first.
Here we go.
Kate, you're in the exit row. Are you okay in case of an emergency?
I know exactly what
people
to do.
Yeah, okay.
This is not as cool of a plane sound.
Did he have a better
sort
one?
Sort of sounds like my sound machine that I put on before I go to bed, which also makes me seem really cool.
I like this.
This is like the Ryan version of a plane sound where it's like, yeah okay, I guess this does sound like I'm on a plane.
It sounds like I am in a plane. It is the part,
it's the inside
plane sound
of a plane
that reminds you how much you actually do hate
you
being on a plane rather than
airplane?
The like...
All right,
taking off.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
But it's like, the sound is like, oh, let me see what movies are available to you.
Yeah.
That's what this sound says.
Yeah.
And like, I told myself I was going to read this book, but I think I'm just going to look at what movies they have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Search cool plane sound.
I own so many books, I don't think I've read any of them.
Not a single one?
Not all the way through.
That's my...
Maybe like two.
That's my New Year's resolution. In 2008, I'm going to start
read
reading
every
books.
Book.
Yeah,
read
all
every
of them.
Book.
Yeah, I'm going to do them all.
I started listening to books.
Okay. Mm. We have done ads for Audible. Do we do one right now?
We could get them back. That would be really nice if we got them back.
I have a pitch. That
I think we did one.
Deadpool could do the Audible for a year. Like you do, it's like a double ad. Like,
oh, Deadpool is vandalizing the ad.
The Audible ad for this show.
In cooperation with Audible.
Yeah, just think about it.
What if Deadpool is doing the audiobook of my yearbook and he's just roasting all of us?
All your friends.
Oh, my God.
Did you get a lot of signatures in your yearbook?
I got signatures, no messages.
Oh, interesting. Everyone
just signed it.
It's my autograph, man.
Yeah.
Have a cool summer.
Not even have a cool summer.
They just say it.
No one wrote anything.
Just write, have a cool summer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that to me.
And now I have no context for any of the signatures. I don't know who is who. You
it
know,
all fits
they should
on,
have signed it on their picture.
It all fits on one part of one
There's
page.
Also no way to find them anymore. Like, it's like those people are gone.
Yeah.
Like,
and there's no way to, KIT.
Mm-hmm.
And no indication that they want you to.
Mm-mm.
Did you find a cool plane sound?
Yeah. You ready?
Let's do
it
this
It says
thing.
This is the best plane sound you will ever hear, so.
Oh, so much worse.
It sounds so much like the last one.
It hasn't
as well.
Taken off yet.
Oh, we're waiting.
We're taxiing.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, it feels so uncomfortable. I hate it.
Really does put you there, you know?
It's not cool.
Oh, God.
This
plane was delayed.
What if
you can hear that it had been delayed.
Like a seat was broken in first class and they needed to fix it and everybody else had to wait?
This stinks.
I feel like there's got to be like a sound that has the outside of a plane. Like,
yes.
You know, like the sound of what somebody on the ground would hear.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
We want to simulate the experience. It's not for us sitting on a plane for like 6 hours to get to
really
the
for
show.
The visual.
It's for them hearing us. Like, swoop in.
The audience is witnessing
Yeah.
Okay.
our flight.
I think I know what you're looking for.
Because it's like, we want people to, in their minds, see the pictures of a plane, not the inside of the plane.
Thank you.
Like, we want to see the wings and the...
Oh, this one just has music over video of planes.
This is cooler.
This is closer.
I like the vibe of it. It feels exciting.
Tonight, at Stagecoach, the newest big band.
Feels very early 90s, like, score, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what we forgot to do? This is why we haven't gotten what we wanted.
Uh-oh. We didn't name our band.
And so, Ryan, you do music stuff, right?
Yeah.
You kind of like to be a big, famous musical star?
Nah.
Ryan,
well,
this is not the time to play
that
it
attitude.
Cool. He thinks it's going to, he's more likely to be successful if people don't think
wait,
he will.
Wait, Ryan, can I ask what kind of music do you play?
Experimental.
Oh, interesting.
It's all like beakers and like clanking glasses and the sound of like a Bunsen burner turning up.
Things burning and overflowing.
Yeah. And it's him working out math. It's him like doing formulas.
You hear the chalk on the board as he's like,
and you hear him like, damn it, that's not, it's not balanced.
Carry the one.
Ryan, well, people could really start to listen to your fucked up music if... You were on the biggest stage at one of the biggest festivals in Indio Palm Springs, right?
I think you're right.
So we could put Ryan in our band if he plays ball.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, if we get what we want.
I like where this is going.
That we are roping him in.
And so Ryan could be in one of the most famous bands.
Speaking of roping, I have an idea for our band at Stagecoach for our name.
Mm-hmm.
How about Wild Horses?
Doesn't that sound
like the kind of band that would play at Stagecoach?
Yes, it does.
Here we are on a comedy podcast.
It all loops in, but would they sue? I'm just wondering.
Who's they?
Wild Horses.
Would who sue?
Oh, I think it's a great – yeah, let's just do it. Maybe we switch it up a little. Here's a pitch.
Imagine they could sue. Give me a fucking break.
What if it was like the North American Wild Horses? Like you know those band names that have like way too many names?
Oh, it's like a long version of it, but then everyone just calls you
so
Wild Horses.
Fill up more space on the poster.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I like putting North American at the beginning of it. That is the kind of thing they would do.
Like the well, how about something like the North American Wild Horse Society or something?
Yes.
You're like, oh gosh, are we going
to so cool. Yes.
But then we're just known as Wild Horses.
Yeah.
Although I think people would call us Nas.
Yeah.
Which I also like.
Nas, yeah. Like the energy drink, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see t-shirts with just the initials, you know?
Yeah. And like
damn, that's
serious font.
Yeah.
But our music is kind of fun.
Well, it's really bluegrassy.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Ryan, I was going to put you in the name, but you don't get to be in the name anymore.
Okay. Because
we are the North American Wild Horse Society.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get to be in the band if you
that's fine
happen
with
to
me.
Play ball.
Yeah, that's fine.
Chef Kevin. Can you have a seat, please?
And please take this seriously.
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here.
Is now a good time to have the conversation I'd like to have with Chef Kevin?
I think it could be helpful. At least he has someone here that could possibly represent his interests.
Chef Kevin. So I went on a small trip the last couple days. Kate, this is to you. You're the judge.
Okay, great.
Chef Kevin.
Should she be Judge John Hodgman?
Yeah, I guess in this case, if we want people to listen to this, you should be Judge
John
Hodgman.
So we're taking a break from Wild Horses to talk to Judge John Hodgman.
Hi, guys. It's so good to see you. I'm John Hodgman.
That's good. That's about the right flavor that he's giving off.
Great. Okay.
Chef Kevin visits my house to take care of my cats. I'm not going to give their real names on this show. Let's say that their names are Marcus and Cameron. Chef Kevin comes to take care of the cats. Now, my cats are very wise, very, very smart, very good at their jobs. They don't need someone to take care of them. They can take care of themselves.
It's really, he's making sure Kevin's safe while he's gone.
Yes.
What he's doing.
And honestly, I'm sort of hoping that a little of my that they'll be able to teach him something.
We'll rub off on Kevin, yeah.
About doing a good job.
That's why I didn't get paid.
Well, I did give you something, didn't I?
You're right. A flute.
A broken flute.
But so, can I just say, as a bystander, not knowing anything, watching you give Chef Kevin a flute
yeah.
was very sweet.
It was a nice moment, wasn't it?
But it was just like, I like these guys. They're giving each other
a flute.
Yeah, yes. And like, we might do that every week. We might give Kevin gifts every time.
Well, you know.
Awesome. You don't know.
So
you could have a big garage sale at the end of the year.
If he, yes,
that'd be fun too.
Yeah, if he were a self-starter, that might be a good idea.
Does anyone want a wooden instead flute?
Of what he's doing,
not
is
all
just,
the pieces.
I think just keeping all his presents.
And Hayes, what happened when Kevin watched your house? Did he just do a this good is job all, and everything normal?
This is all I know of what happened. I don't know what was in the house. Marcus and Cameron have not told me because they are good at keeping secrets, even from me, their best friend.
Yes.
I walk into the house, and I am met with a blast of icy, frozen air.
Oh, no.
And I say, what's happening in the house? And I look at the air conditioner, and it is set at 63 degrees.
Yeah, that wasn't me. I know what you're referring to.
That wasn't you.
How did okay, it get set this, to 63?
It was Cameron and Marcus. No, it was – okay, so then when I came in, I got blasted by hot air. And I was like, ow, it was so hot. So I turned on the AC when I left. And that was at like 9, so you got there shortly
you
after.
You turned on AC when you left the house.
So you sat and sweat all over Hayes' furniture in the hottest air possible. Then when you left, for no one to enjoy,
for
you turned on the AC all
They're
the way.
They're my friends.
Up and downstairs.
It was so hot upstairs. No, this was after work. When I came back, it was so hot.
Was it so hot that 73 wouldn't have been a nice, reasonable, comfortable temperature to turn it to?
I just turned the AC button on and then left.
You didn't check to see what temperature. Maybe it wasn't that kind of.
There is no.
He finished the number 63. Hayes said it was set to 60.
I did see it said 63.
Okay.
But it was like 103 when I came in there.
There's no way that we would ever set it at 63.
I think when someone else came, they turned everything off.
They turned everything off?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Someone else. It feels like you guys have a secret now that there is someone who comes that Kevin doesn't want to mention.
Who's the someone else?
Who cleaned?
Sorry, pause, Kevin. Judge John Hodgman, I'd like to discuss with you. Do you think it's kind of sweet that Kevin wanted to protect Hayes from having people know that he has someone who cleans his house?
I really like
because
I actually,
it would seem
he was like someone,
very elitist.
Someone, and he didn't say the person that cleans you. It was
he didn't know the right word because it's like he doesn't want to say like maid
and
or cleaning lady. Like
it's not. It was
sounds
very
bad.
Sweet.
Who cleans? Housekeeper, I guess. It's housekeeper.
Housekeeper, sure.
Are you Bailiff Jesse Thorne in this scenario?
Guilty as charged. I mean, look at the freaking outfit I got on.
I just think...
very netty.
I really... Chef Kevin, I feel like... I think you did the right thing.
Well, let's finish the evidence.
Oh, okay.
Let's finish the evidence.
I take it back. More? I'm not sure
Let me tell you a little something about Marcus and Cameron. What did you notice Marcus and Cameron mostly doing when you were in the house?
I bet they're sleeping.
Sleeping.
Where were they sleeping?
Cameron slept upstairs and Marcus slept
in the sun.
Was it maybe in
the
sunniest
spot?
Yeah.
Were they maybe chasing the sunniest spots around the house? Because that's their job to let everyone know where the sun is all day.
Uh-huh.
And to absorb some of the extra sun for global warming.
I didn't close any blinds.
I didn't say the blinds were closed.
Okay.
But doesn't it seem like they are heat seekers.
And
not in the way that you are, where you try to latch on to any cool podcast that comes around and go like, maybe I could help engineer this one. They're heat seekers in that they're looking for actual physical heat.
And is it possible that if they love heat so much that they hate coldness, and by banishing them to a coldness and then evacuating the house was actually the meanest thing you could do to Marcus and Cameron?
When you arrived, were Marcus and Cameron wearing, like, scarves and little knit caps and, like...
No, they were wearing bathing suits because it was so hot when I
came
in.
Do they have kitten mittens on?
I wish.
Kitten mittens!
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wait, is that a real
thing?
If it's not... Oh, it is a real thing? They did it on a show?
I just know it from Always Sunny.
There's an Always Sunny joke, yeah.
I didn't know that. I just got excited by the rhyme.
I mean, that was kind of the best part of it. Yeah.
So, Judge John Hodgman.
Kevin's like such a TV comedy fan.
Really?
I should have put anything you
wanted. Wait, that was in your Tinder bio.
No, I should have put that one.
It's Always Sunny was in the bio.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kevin has his favorite TV shows listed in his Tinder bio.
I think that's a really good call because
thank you!
No, it really
finally!
It says something about the person. If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, okay, like I'm on board with these shows or not. I like it.
Oh my God, it means so much to me.
It's just the names of the shows.
It's better than a quote. Well, I guess, yeah, does it seem like you worked on them or something?
Probably the opposite.
In this town. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if it just says, like, hey, Kevin. Like, if you saw somebody's Twitter bio and it said, Kevin, The Office, Arrested.
You're like, oh.
But it also said Sunny. Bands that I like. It was just a list of, like,
you're just
here's
really
some.
Prolific, yeah. Even in all of them.
Yeah, here's musicians I've helped.
Can I ask, like, what are the shows and the
musician
bands?
Musician I've helped.
I said, for shows, The Office, Arrested Development, Always Sunny.
Check it out with Steve Brule.
And then I said, like, Grimes, Cherry Glazer, Radiohead, and I think that was it.
So
now, that was a test because Kate actually is in a band and TV
and
shows.
Oh, yeah, Garfunkel and Oates.
Thank you.
And which is both a TV show and a band.
Yeah.
So it covers.
I should put it twice.
Garfunkel and Oates, parentheses, TV slash band.
You could have just put that.
But
your whole bio could have been
really,
just that.
I'm curious, how is it working?
Well, it didn't work for a while. And then I dated someone, and that's not a thing anymore. And now I'm back on it, and now my profile's just blank.
We shamed him into just being like, hey, take it or leave it, baby.
Yeah. I'm going on a date tonight to Brett's show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which, is this the date that Gray set you up
no.
on?
No.
She canceled.
Oh, she canceled?
Yeah.
What'd you do, blow it text-wise
I think
something?
I said a movie that she liked. I said, oh, I just watched it. I actually didn't like it. And the next day she said, oh I'm actually busy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Okay.
But,
what was the movie?
Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
So, your first date, you have a first date tonight.
Tonight,
you're going
yeah.
to see a band. You're going to see
yeah.
this band.
Yeah, we're
going to
get drinks before and then
this
see the band.
This sounds like a great date.
Yeah,
yeah until
I'm
you
excited.
Remember that Brett is the leader of the band and Brett is the sexiest bad boy in
Stinky
town.
Bad Brett.
Yeah. You basically just like, cool hey, do you want to come see what you wish you had while
yeah.
you stand next to me?
But here's
an
the thing.
Ineffectual twerp.
If I was on a okay. date with Chef Kevin and you took me to the band and be like, wait, you know these guys? I think that'd be pretty cool.
That's right. What I'm hoping. Oh, it's yeah. actually my friend. I know
yeah.
that guy.
I think that's a good call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's as close as she's ever going to get.
Of Brett's scent has rubbed off on him.
And is this tonight's date was like a app, like a Tinder date?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so
first time.
She's going on a limb not knowing what TV shows and movies you like now that your profile
that's
is
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You could yell them during the show.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you saved it.
You sort of, office!
You sort of buried the lead that you know about. Check it out with Steve Brule.
Uh-huh.
So how's this girl's self-esteem?
She seems good, confident.
I don't have high hopes for this.
Oh man. Why not?
Just a gut feeling. So, but good luck. Have we settled the case of the
yeah,
fucked
Judge
up
John
thermostat?
Hodgman, yeah, now that you know that.
Can I just say that as John Hodgman, my heart melts. He's Chef Kevin is just the sweetest, and he really yeah. only had good intentions. And he's excited that he has this new flute that you gave him. He's uh-huh. got a first date tonight. I think things are really looking up for him. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he really just was doing the right thing.
You think he just deserves a second chance in
yeah.
society.
Okay.
And he's just so adorable. Like, you can't go wrong with Chef Kevin.
Mm.
This means so much to
Overruled.
Me.
Death penalty.
Oh, man.
You're dead.
But he's a catch. We could do it online. Not online. Well, I guess, yes, this is online.
Ka-clink, ka-clink, the yeah. handcuffs go on from me, bailiff Jesse Thorne.
Oh, no. Where does he have to go now?
Oh, to friggin' jail.
Hell.
Jail. Hell.
Well.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was going to be a good date. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll never know.
The demon dungeon.
Ryan, while we were doing, we don't have so much more time to do our big performance. So now, hopefully, you just have like a bunch of music ready to go. Mm-hmm.
And now the band Wild Horses will perform at. And Brett, Brett does this thing.
Yeah.
Where he actually can make it sound like we're on a big stage.
Yes. And he lets us do that.
And he lets us do it whenever, okay,
whenever we want.
And anytime we ask.
Yeah.
Let me see.
He says we're allowed. And is this that's more good. Like it?
Is this what it's like being on a stage?
I just got a little thrown, like, wait, where am I?
Yeah, no kidding.
It takes you back to being, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's the nerves, but it's also then once you're out there, it's like you dove into the pool and you don't worry anymore. You're just rock and roll.
Oh, wow.
Or you are just ukulele and small guitar, one or the other.
Okay, yeah, you rock and roll in a very quiet,
in a respectful way.
Respectful. Yeah. And
maybe
very
Chef
wordy.
Kevin could learn a thing or two.
Sometimes,
from that.
Yeah. You know, in my past experience with Garfunkel, no, sometimes even rap. You know, it's like there's a bit of different things happening. Yes.
But yo. quiet rap.
Oh, maybe a little bit of dancing. I pride myself in really knowing how to not dance, and that's my experience in festivals. You know, like people have been really sweaty and going to see like Radiohead, and then they're just cooling off in the comedy tent, and they're like, "What's
right.
this?"
Yeah. Snap! Do we drop a verse in the middle of our Stagecoach song?
Yeah, we should do like break it down for a minute. I guess.
Should it be Wild Horses featuring the Funky Chef?
Oh yes, it should.
And then Chef Kevin can rap.
Oh, okay, here.
Wait a second.
No, I think that's the Bluegrass Illusionist they're on right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this is the other band.
Okay,
so
opening?
We're backstage, and then when they get off, we're going to get in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, they sound really good.
And are they almost done, I wonder?
Yep.
Oh, here they go again. They do that fake out, so it jumps, and then they come in with the glockenspiel again.
What should our song be about?
It should tell a story, probably.
I hope it does.
I guess it should tell a story about walking into a very cold house after a long trip.
Oh, yeah. That could be nice.
And what a horrible experience that is from someone that you thought was your friend.
But it has a rap in the middle, right?
Yes.
Yep.
From, I guess, the villain that perpetrated it.
Yeah.
Guys, we've really worked hard on the song. I feel so ready to play it.
Yeah, I
okay,
think we're
going
to kill.
Okay, well, there's got to be a crowd, Ryan, if I'm going to feel good about myself.
Okay.
They're playing again? We missed our window?
I can't believe we missed...
There they are.
Ah, good.
We missed our time slot.
Well, hello, Stagecoach!
Woo! Good to see you guys! Thanks for being here.
We are the North American Wild Horse Society, but you can call us Wild Horses. These are my bandmates, Aaron Whitehead, Laura Lapkus, Mary Holland, and of course, me, Stephanie Allen.
Stephanie, I am so excited that we are finally here at Stagecoach.
I'm Aaron.
Okay. So let's get our first big song, and it's a story, and I think you'll all relate to this story. You know when either your friend who's house-sitting or your cleaning lady comes in and turns your AC down too much? Well, we sure do. Hit it. Frostbite on my bones when I walked in that dang door. Well, I wonder why the temperature is turned so low for
Solo the movie coming out this weekend. Cold, cold house.
Wait a second. Hold on.
God, crowd, keep it down.
Whose house is this? This house is too cold. My house is supposed to be warm. When I'm in my house, I don't like to be so cold. Get in my house to the warmth.
It's me, Marcus. I'm freezing to death. Must have been that mean old chef.
icicles on my nose, icicles on my toes. I got icicles on my television set. I got icicles in my refrigerator. Wait, that's kind of more normal.
Now rap, Kevin.
Here he goes. Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. And I'm just... Thank
wait,
you.
Wait, Kevin, wait till the music comes back.
Come on.
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here.
Wow, he's spitting.
Walking down the street with my friends, Marcus and Cameron.
You took them for a walk?
No, I'm sorry, that's not true.
Can cats go for walks?
No.
I was told they can't go outside.
Damn, this is fire. Talk about blaming a nice Latina woman for your crimes.
I did not blame a... I'll wait for the... I did not blame a nice Latina woman for... But I won't call them crimes. You don't understand that it was actually very hot before you got there.
Well, how could he know that when it was so cold when he came inside? There must be a middle ground. Come on, Kev, let's compromise. You are being unreasonable.
Oh, that's good. Ryan!
Wait, do you want me to do
experimental? Yeah, do your part. It's about to get very
Ryan,
experimental.
This is experimental as hell, man.
There we go.
Song lacks a chorus.
Yeah, Ryan's gonna come in with the chorus. Okay. Do you want to use your special phone?
Wait, let's hold on. Turn that. There we go.
So the Ryan's coming in on the Ryan's coming in on the plane.
He's landing. He's that badass that he's landing mid-show to do his part, and then he's gonna fly out. Okay.
Yeah. This is what I do.
Moody.
Very experimental.
I feel like the crowd liked this part of the song the best so far, though.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
Here.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Brian opens his mouth and the sound comes out. It's not fun.
Did I ever apologize? I'm sorry that the cats were cold. And you guys.
All right, guys, we've been Wild Horses. Come check us out at Largo with Rejected Jokes.
Was that the experimental part of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize. I kept waiting for it to
That's
happen.
That's Ryan's music.
That's experimental for you.
It's
right
not,
there.
Not knowing whether it's happening or not.
But wait, I feel like, I would feel better if we wrap up the song with, like, singing it all together, you know?
Okay, yeah, oh, all yeah, right, okay. Yeah. Hang on, yeah. Do check us out at Largo, but we also Rejected Jokes from Star Wars two ways, and we're going to have to just get in here and finish it out.
Yeah.
The house is
cold.
Cold.
The house is cold. Will my house ever be warm again?
It's so cold, cold,
we don't
cold, cold,
no,
cold.
No. The house is cold.
Cold,
cold,
cold, cold house. Thank you.
We're Wild Horses.
We are Wild Horses.
Brian, what is that?
We'll be selling CDs in the back of the field. After the show.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah, good, good.
Good job.
I don't want to be on stage anymore.
I also feel like I don't ever need to go. I never need to go to Coachella. I don't never need to go. I've been there.
Yeah,
man, I don't never need to go to no stage.
I'm still
no,
in that mode too. Cowboy mode.
Mm-hmm.
You have a song on iTunes that you'd like people to buy?
I definitely have songs on iTunes. And if they want to buy them, that's cool. We have a lot of Garfunkel.
It's called Apple Music now.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kevin's job to make that correct.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Apple Podcast.
Oh, cool.
If it's a podcast.
Oh, what kind of apples do you like?
The red ones. How about you?
I'm a Granny Smith type of gal.
Thank you. Yes. So basic, the red ones. Please, Kevin.
I don't know brands.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.